Thank you, Jesus. All right, hallelujah. Praise God. Today's Mother's Day, and I don't per se have a Mother's Day message, but I have a Mother's Day message because it's a message to mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers. It's for everyone. Amen. And one of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about in 1 John chapter 4, before we get into our text this morning, verse number 17, the beloved writes this, he says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." And I want you to understand that John the Beloved is speaking about the love of God, and we're not to be afraid of the Lord. Amen. He isn't scary. We're not to be afraid of him, but we're to reverence him. We're to honor him. Matter of fact, in ourselves, the Bible says that God hasn't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so when he's speaking in that level, he's speaking to us, but he's talking about in John, he's talking about the love of God. And what God wants you and I to understand, no matter where we've gone, no matter what we've done, no matter what we put our hands to, God's love is still abounding towards you and I. As long as there's breath, there's still hope. Amen. And so today I want to take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 for the message this morning. How many know that when God has something to say, it's not always what we want to hear, but what we may need to hear? Amen. Now, God, I don't know about you, but God isn't telling me everything I want to hear. He isn't doing everything I want him to do. He's God, I'm not. And I'm trusting him, in him, in and through all things. So when we look at this in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 1, the Apostle Paul writes to the church of Corinth, he says, "And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declared unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak the wisdom among them that are perfect." And the perfect is, we're being perfected. God's the perfect one, but we're talking about his perfect love. Amen? We're being perfected in him, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, "I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." So I've titled this message this morning, "Going a Little Deeper." And we're going to look at three things in our text today: the true wisdom, God's word; the tainted wisdom, man's word; and the treasured wisdom is when we apply the written word. Amen. So can we all just come into agreement today? Can we lift our Bible together and come into agreement? I love the power of agreement. Amen. Can you repeat after me and say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful, Lord, that you sent it here to accomplish something in every heart and every life. That you're going to meet each and every one of us right where we are. And you're going to love on us so much that you're not going to leave us there. That you'll take us from glory to glory, even as by your Spirit. So, Father, I ask you, Father God, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room. And when all is said and all is done, all glory, all honor, and all praise will be unto you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Amen and amen. So the first thing I want to talk to you about this morning is the true wisdom. True wisdom. If you look with me in Job 28. Job 28. Now, one of my favorite scriptures, and I use it a lot. How many have certain scriptures that really stick with you? Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. God wants us to know that the devil cannot steal what we understand. He only messes up with us and things we're confused about. And how many know that there's a lot of confusion in our world today? Amen. How many know that we're living in a confusing time? How many know that Jesus did not say, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold? We're living in that time and we're the season. But God says if we stand to the word of God and believe and trust in the word and act upon the word, that will be sustained and kept through it all. You know, the Job says in Job 28, verse 28, he says, unto this, unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. Now, the fear of the Lord again. I'm not afraid of God. I'm not walking around as a scaredy cat. I'm walking around as a child of God, bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is dwelling in you as a child of God. You're God's child, and he loves you, and he has a plan, and he has a purpose in your life, and he hasn't changed his mind concerning you, but at times he calls for you and I to change our minds concerning him. Yeah. Amen? You know, he tells us in Hosea chapter 14, the prophet Hosea gave warning. In Hosea chapter 14, verse number 9. The word of God says this. He says, who is wise and shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. The Lord reminded me what James writes in James chapter 3. Speaking about heavenly wisdom, speaking about godly wisdom. He says in James 3, verse number 17, he says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of the righteousness is sown in peace, of them that make peace. Look to the one beside you and say, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Amen. No matter, we're not feeding the storm, we're putting the storm out. Amen. How many know that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace? Peace is fruit. Amen. How many know that the adversary is a fruit robber? He's trying to steal the harvest constantly. So first, God wants us to understand something today, something about the true wisdom of God. When God speaks to you, listen to me, when the Lord speaks to you, he will never go outside of his word. If it's outside of his word, it is not him speaking.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, when I stand before the throne of God, he's going to hold me to this like I hold him to this. It's a bilateral agreement. It's an agreement between two parties. Amen. We're in this together. Not only am I in it with the Lord, but we're in it with one another. Amen. How many know that how valuable that you are? Moms, you're a great value, man. I miss my mom. I miss my mom. My mom went home to be with the Lord when she was 54 years old. And I miss my mom. But the Lord told me something. He gave me a second mom. He gave me Mamaw. Amen. And I honor Mamaw. That's my wife's mother, okay? Everybody's wondering who Mamaw is. That's Jackie's mother. But he said, I not only gave you another second mother, I gave you the mother of your children to honor her also. So, honey, I honor you today. Thank you for being the mom of our children. And we honor grandmothers and great-grandmothers. Amen? Praise God. But he was talking about, when he was talking to me about the true wisdom of God, then he spoke to me, he was speaking to me about the tainted wisdom. And the tainted wisdom was the wisdom of man. Are you with me? Look with me in Isaiah chapter 28. The Lord reminded me of this. In verse number 9. He says, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. What the Lord was reminding me of is the precepts of man. And man has watered down the word of God to the point where it doesn't have any effect any longer because it's so watered down. In other words, instead of adjusting their lives to the word of God, they've changed the word to adjust it to their lives.
Amen.
Amen. And the prophet says in Isaiah chapter 29, verse number 13, he says this. He says, wherefore the Lord said, for as much as the people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips to honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among this people, even a marvelous work and a wonder, for the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who see of us and who know of us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding? He is the potter, we are the clay. Amen. In other words, if we're in the potter's hands, and what he wants to do is he wants to mold us and shape us into his image. We were created in his image, and the world and sin has deformed the image, and God breaks the potter rack on the wheel and starts reforming and reshaping it to become the image that he created it to be. God had a purpose and had a plan in your life from the time that you were born. From the time that you were in your mother's womb, the Lord had a plan for your life, and He has not changed His mind. No matter where you've gone, no matter what you've done, the plans of God, the purpose of God does not change for your life. The call of God is irrevocable. It does not change. It does not change. He hasn't changed His mind concerning you. He wants you to know that today. No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, His love is abounding to you and I. I don't know about you, but His love just totally amazes me. Amen. Are you with me? The prophet Jeremiah said this in Jeremiah chapter 4. Jeremiah 4, verse number 22. The prophet Jeremiah says this. He says, verse 22, "For my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are sottish children." Sottish isn't a word we usually use in the English language too much. A sottish is a drunkard or a sot. Okay? And so in the King James, it has sottish children. "And they have none understanding. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge." So what he was speaking to me about in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 1 Corinthians 3, the Apostle Paul speaking to the church of Corinth, and verse number 18, he says, "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise." Wait a minute. Wow. I don't know about you, but I was a businessman. I thought I knew everything. And then one day the Lord showed me I didn't know nothing. I thought I knew everything. Amen. Amen. And when he changed the ways that I thought. Remember, he says, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you," says the Lord. "Thoughts for good and not for evil. Thoughts to give us hope and expect it in." So he is saying, the Apostle Paul said, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men." Let no man glory in men, for all things are yours. In other words, to God be all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Don't get caught up in the person. Get caught up in the God the person serves. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. In our lives, in our testimonies, what we're doing is we're glorifying and we're honoring the name that's above every name. Amen. As we speak that word and that word goes forth, and we sang it a little while ago, even as we sing that word, we have to recognize we need to put it to practice. Amen. We need to practice what we preach. I was sharing with somebody this morning, there's some things I can't preach yet on because I haven't fully practiced them in my life. And God says, preach what you practice, and if you're not practicing, don't preach it. Go to the altar first and let me do the work in you, and then as you do the work in you, then I'll use you to do it with others. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Remember, He's the potter. We're the clay. Amen. Yes. I don't know about you, but He was smoothing me out. He was shaving me. I had a lump here and a lump over here and a lump over there and a lump over there. And when I thought it was smooth, He started bending it in a different shape. And all of a sudden, there was all kinds of more lumps that came out. Amen. 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 Just remember this. Remember this, church. He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through until it's completed. God never starts anything He doesn't finish. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Amen. So He says to you and I, with this in mind, we have the true wisdom, the wisdom from God, the tainted wisdom, the wisdom of man. And then thirdly, I have the treasured wisdom. And the treasured wisdom is the wisdom of God that is applied in our hearts and lives. And Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 3, I love Solomon. You know why I love Solomon? Because he asked for wisdom. And he gives us words of wisdom. Is anybody thankful for the men and women of God and the word? Amen. In verse number 19, the word of God says, the Lord by wisdom have founded the earth. By understanding he have established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thy eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall there be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Amen. So the Apostle Paul says to you and I in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, as he's writing to the church, every time he's writing to the church, he's writing to you and I. Hallelujah. Verse number 6. The word of God says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. You know, so the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I'll close with this. The Word of God says, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God have chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God have chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I? We find the true wisdom comes from heaven. The tainted wisdom is the wisdom of man. If the wisdom of man doesn't align with the wisdom of God, it's tainted. If it aligns with God's word, it's good. Okay. And it's also he's the treasured wisdom. You see, when we trust the true wisdom of God, and we recognize the difference between the wisdom of men and the wisdom of God, and we apply this wisdom to our heart and treasure it, all of a sudden that trusted wisdom manifests itself. And one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about too in James chapter 1, in closing, he says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given unto him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. Anything of the Lord. So what he is saying to you and I simply today, he is our true wisdom. His word is not tainted. His word's to be treasured. And when we trust it with all the heart, he says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding, all your ways. Acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. There's many here that are looking for wisdom, and God wants to impart wisdom to you today. First, let's bow our heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you, Father God, for your word. I thank you that you sent your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one that is gathered here today. Lord, we're grateful that your word declares that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus, or at one time you knew him, but you're not in the place you need to be, you feel him pricking on your heart, would you slip up your hand and say, Pastor, that's me. I need Jesus. Anyone at all? Don't be afraid. I see a hand. Is there another here today? Pastor, I need Jesus. Is there anyone at all? I need a fresh encounter with him. Hallelujah. Father, we're grateful, Father God, that you're the searcher of every heart and every life and every soul, Father God. You said that you were going to do something today, and I believe you for transforming power. Your word declared, if any of us lack wisdom, let us ask of you that you give liberally, and you do not abrade or you do not hold it back. And there's many that need wisdom in areas in their life. They need godly wisdom. And if you're here and you need wisdom from the Lord said to give you instructions. He said for you just to come to the altar and ask him for the wisdom or the thing that you're seeking wisdom for, and he is going to give you your answer. Amen? So I just open up the altars. Please come. You're looking, you're seeking wisdom. You're lacking wisdom in an area in your life. You need wisdom. Whether it's your personal life, whether it's your home life, whether it's your workplace, wherever it is, if you need kingly, godly wisdom. I don't know about you, but I always need wisdom.